T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Why do people do it? After a good day, they just disappear. We're here to help you get some answers. It's Waiting by the Phone. Sarah, say hi to Melinda.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi.
Melinda, good morning. We're going to help you out with Cole, but first let's find out what happened, or at least what you think happened.
Okay. Well, we went out on a couple of dinner dates, and, you know, I thought we had really good chemistry. So I have this family home near Lake LBJ, and I invited him for just the two of us to go for the weekend.
Ooh.
And he bailed, and then he bailed again, and then again, and I thought, okay, this is really weird. And I didn't think that anything was, like, wrong, but now I'm wondering, like, what did I do? What could I have possibly done? Yeah, if nothing else, he's giving up a free weekend.
Right. I mean, especially during this time, a nice little getaway to a lake house is about as good as it gets. And I know this is going to be an unpopular opinion for some people, but when a woman asks you to come with them on vacation, that typically comes with a perk or two. You feel me, Sarah?
Yeah, it might. I'm just saying.
Well, and then I get it. That adds to the confusion of why would he pass that up? Even I mean, this is terrible. If he knew the perks, and it feels like there's a lot of them, why say no?
I'm with you. Well, let's stop speculating and just call Cole and find out.
Hello?
Hello, Cole?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah with Mix 94.7, and we're calling because we are doing a segment right now with Melinda, who's on the phone. Just want to give you a full disclosure, and we're not trying to make you look bad or anything, man. We're just helping her out and just trying to be the mediators and finding out what went wrong and why. Well, let me just tell you what she told us. She said that she went out with you and felt like you guys had some really good chemistry. And she's trying to invite you to Lake House, and you just kind of keep blowing her off. So she's like, I don't understand. So do you mind telling us or helping us understand why you're not interested?
Well, yeah, we went out a few times, and we had a good time. But I don't even know how to say this. She makes these weird noises when she eats, and I know it's me. I know, you know, I have like this massive pet peeve with people who make noises while they eat. I just can't overlook this one. She hums while she's chewing. She's just a loud eater, and I just can't do it.
Wow. So, I will say, Cole, Sarah knows all too well that you diagnosed me. What's the condition called, Sarah?
Misophonia.
Misophonia. And apparently that is, like, I wouldn't say fear.
Sounds trigger you.
Yeah, sounds trigger me. That's exactly right. Like, listening to people chew their food is a huge trigger for me, and it makes me incredibly uncomfortable.
Do you know what he's talking about, though? Like, the people that hum?
No,
there's
I don't know what that is.
That do this, and I think it's so cute.
What is it? Oh.
Like that?
Oh, wow.
Like you're having soup and you're like...
Oh, yeah. See, that would annoy the hell out of me. I'm with
you.
I think
it's so cute.
Yeah.
I'm like, they enjoy their food.
Let's bring in Melinda here. And okay, but can you please stop? Melinda, this is something that obviously really bothers Cole. I want to give you an opportunity to say something.
Hi, Cole.
Hi.
Oh, man. I was not aware that that was a thing that was happening. I didn't think that I chewed really loud or anything. I know that I really do enjoy my food. I'm so sorry, man. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that's how I eat. I use silverware.
She hasn't eaten with her fingers. That's a point. Cole, what do you think? Is that something that you are willing to look past for a nice getaway at the lake?
I mean, I know it sounds weird, but I think one day I'm just going to snap on her and I'm not going to be able to control it. And it's not like she's doing anything wrong. So I think it's probably best that I just don't put myself in that situation.
Okay.
Okay.
Would that be a deal breaker for you if you went on a first date with a girl and she made noises when she ate? Like, would you be able to pinpoint that? And would you not go out with her again?
Well, so I guess I could kind of understand where Cole is coming from, because Melinda seems like a very nice person, and Cole admitted that. However, it's one of those things where you just meet somebody. How can you tell them that the way they chew bothers you? It's a very, very, very uncomfortable conversation. And it's so much easier just to back out of going out with them again than it is to bring up. However, if you bring up and let them know that this is an issue, it's very possible they don't even realize it. So I guess it really just all depends on how much you like the person. If you really like them, then that's a conversation, uncomfortable or not, that you need to have and see what happens then. I don't know if that answers your question.
Would it be a deal breaker for you?
Would it be if I was kind of on the fence with that person anyway? Yes.
Okay.
So I guess I understand. Call Melinda. Sorry this didn't work out, but at least you know what the deal is, Melinda.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, Cole, I'm sorry. I wish you all the best.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my gosh. She's so sweet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.